Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, August 9th, 2024. Have your host, James, here with you. We're joined right now, thanks to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. We send a big shout-out to them. We have Brandon Behrens in with us for the Rudolph Old Tractor Club. President, I should say, of the Rudolph. I got to get this right. You got a title there, man. I got to get that
Presidente.
Yeah, yes, exactly. We're going to talk about the Rudolph Old Tractor Club show and car cruise. Brandon, thank you so much for being here, man. Love talking about this event. Love talking about anything in the Rudolph area.
Thank you so much.
So I wanted to actually, if you don't mind, kind of get into a little bit of the what the Old Tractor Club is and start there. And you guys actually have some really cool scholarships and things that you are doing over there now.
Yeah. So we started in 2001. It was a group of guys in Rudolph that got together at the park and just wanted to kind of shine up their tractors and hang out for the afternoon. And it kind of grew into what it is now, which is, we're still a one-day event, but we're, over 20 years now, we've been doing it in Rudolph. We took 1 year off for COVID, and we came back after COVID and wanted to grow it, and we did the car cruise. So now we do a free car cruise where you can bring anything you want and come down to the park for the day and enjoy. Tomorrow will be nice weather, so enjoy that.
Yeah. Not for nothing. First off, man, it's been 20 some years.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like I blinked and that happened. I remember when this first started up and everything. So that's pretty darn cool.
2001 was not... It seems like it was yesterday.
Father time is undefeated.
Yes.
It's awfully cool to see. I get really spoiled in this seat. I get to talk to a lot of people about these festivals and events and everything. And one of my favorite things is every one of them almost seems to start the same way with a couple of people and very grassroots and just grows into this event that we look forward to every summer or every year for the event. And something like this, not for nothing, but we've lost a lot of our car cruises. We've lost a lot of those. Things over the last couple of years. It's really great to not only have this for the community, but to keep these alive and keep these going. That's pretty cool.
That's how I kind of got into it was I'm not from Rudolph originally. I've lived there for the last 6 years, but I grew up in a small town and about 3 hours south. And, I enjoy old tractors. I have way too many of them. but it kind of grew like I wanted to make friends in town and I wanted to kind of be part of something in the community. And I joined. And it's just kind of snowballed where, members are getting older. These tractors are old. So we're always looking for new volunteers or people. Even if you don't have a tractor and you want to just be part of it, I would say our small majority of our members are from Rudolph and then everything, Junction to Rapids to, we have people from Plover and Point that are in it. So, you don't have to live in Rudolph to be part of it. And we're always looking for more people to help. So.
That's a great note to mention. That's good for people to know out there. And just out of curiosity, for if people are curious about joining and everything, how often do you guys meet?
We meet once a month in the summer. We start in about March, and then we go until this month. And then we'll have an appreciation dinner for all of our volunteers. But we're 100% volunteer. We meet once a month on the last Thursday of every month. We have a Facebook page, the Rudolph Old Tractor Club. If you go on there, we share our event so people know it's 7 o'clock at the Rudolph Township building. So we're always looking for more people.
Not a huge time commitment. It gives you, if anything, gives you something to do and look forward to on a monthly basis, get out of the house a little bit, hang out and make those tractors look awfully good. That's always nice.
Or if you got a sweet car or truck, we don't discriminate.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious too, before we get into the event itself, how much planning, how long you guys work on this, especially considering your volunteers, you don't have a lot of time. Y'all got day jobs and that. How long, when does the planning for this event start?
In March normally. We kind of have a rotation of, we have featured tractors this year. Our featured tractor is Alice Chalmers. So we kind of know our rotation, as far as what's going to be, the feature this year, so that doesn't go into that. But we kind of have a system now. We've done this, like I said, over 20 years, so we kind of know soda, beer, what we got to buy, and that kind of stuff. But the big thing is we have a couple people that are superstars that go out. Janet, one of our ladies, she goes out and goes to all these different businesses that donate stuff for our basket raffles to go towards our scholarship and for our money raising. Huge shout out. If you can hear this, you're probably in our area of people of bars and restaurants and businesses that have donated something for a basket raffle or something like that. So we appreciate it. But, she does that all on her own with her husband, who's our vice president, Tina, who was on the show 2 years ago with you.
Yeah.
She does a tremendous amount as a secretary and paperwork, and you know, there's all sorts of stuff. We have to have insurance and liquor license and all this other stuff. So there's a little bit, but you know, it's all a group of us plus all the people that are there to help set up. I mean, it's huge.
You got a great team, man.
And
a lot of people doing really good work behind the scenes to make this happen. A big shout out to all of them. And yeah, Tina was great on the air. She was awesome. She did a great job. A big shout out to them and a thank you to them for doing this. Let's talk about also, because while this is a fun event, our communities can always use more events like this and fun times and things to look forward to, especially as we get to the tail end of summer. That alone is worth it and a great part of the event. But you guys are doing something more, a little more extra with this, with the funds that you raise from this event.
Yeah. So to touch on that, you know, we've always donated to the community the best we could. So with the money we raise, we always give back to the Rudolph Little League because we share the park with them, with the village. So we usually donate to them every year, and we have. And then Auburndale's FFA has always done a tractor ride in the spring that they do a fundraiser for somebody that is less fortunate in the community. So we donate to that every year. And then if anybody's been out to the park in Rudolph, the old playground was kind of shoved back in the woods, and you get carried away by bugs sometimes when you're out there. So the village moved it up and got some grants from the state, and then they asked for some donations. So because of our show last year and the money we made, we were able to donate $500 back to the village for them to do that. And then last year we started something that I'm super proud of and all of our members are super proud of is we have a scholarship through Mid-State, and we established that to kind of grow. You know, you see the volunteer numbers are down, and the generation is getting older. So we did it to try to promote the next generation of people that are enthusiasts, whether it be for tractors or for cars and trucks. So we have two scholarships that we give out through Mid-State every spring. We have an agriculture scholarship, and then we have an automotive or diesel heavy-duty repair scholarship. That are each $500. So that was huge. And really the guidelines are, we want somebody that was within 25 miles of Rudolph. And then we let Mid-State handle it. Mid-State has been awesome to deal with. They make it super simple. And it's just something to show our appreciation for the community by supporting it. I mean, that's we're all, like I said, this is a free show. We don't charge any admission. You don't have to pay to bring a tractor or car there. You get your plaque or your magnet, you get your button. We want you to come out and have fun and enjoy what Rudolph has to offer. And, you know, we let the 4-H come out and they sell stuff, and that's a big money maker for them. And we have some other businesses and vendors we can talk about later what's at the show. But, I mean, this is 100% just to bring everybody into Rudolph and to enjoy each other's company and then support each other. So, and it's awesome to be part of.
I'll put this against the whole state. Nobody does this better than Central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to events that are fun to attend, they're free, and they're raising money and putting in a good cause. This is not only a good time, this is an investment. Mm-hmm. This is you investing in your community, you investing in the future of your community and future in events like this. Get out there, attend this, and take some of this fun in and spread the word about this event too.
Yeah. The only way we're going to make it to 40 years is if we get people to keep coming.
So. Right on. This event, well, we've already got the tractor enthusiasts. We got, you know, they're looking forward to this and everything. But people that are listening that might be interested about other things going on with this, not only is this a chance, I think with these events, it's always noteworthy running into people you don't get to see very often. Man, the older we get, the harder it is to run into friends or community members and everything. Here's a chance for that, organically running into people. You never know the connections you make with those things. The festivities include a lot of other stuff too. Yeah. This is a long list you got of fun things going on here.
We open at 9 tomorrow and we go till 6 o'clock at night, so it's a full day for free. So we kind of have a little registration opens at 8 for you if you want to bring your car or tractor to get there early and kind of beat the crowd. But all day we have music, we have a DJ, we have food and drinks, 50-50 raffle, basket raffles, we have a cash raffle that we still have some tickets left over. So, you know, there's a bunch of stuff to do throughout the day. I'm a little biased because you see my shirt here, but Crete Truck Center in Stevens Point is going to be bringing out a dump truck for kids to do a touch of truck in.
Awesome.
Grand Rapids Fire Department was there last year. They might be able to make it this year again, and they have their little brush truck and their four-wheeler or their ATV for the kids to be on. And then there's some games. There's a petting zoo. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's stuff all day. We have the petting zoo and the tundra truck goes from about 10 till 2. Okay. We have a live auction, which that live auction predominantly goes to the scholarship and raising the money for all that stuff and our donations. That's our big money maker. Mm-hmm. for our scholarship. We have a kids pedal pull at 2 o'clock, and then we have a tractor parade that everyone loves to come and watch, and then all of our auction stuff for our basket raffles and our cash raffles after that parade, so probably more closer to about 4.
I've seen barrel rides on here as well.
Yep.
That's noteworthy. That's a good one.
Yep. And like I said, everything is free for you to come out, and we have volunteers that are going to drive their lawnmower with the barrels for the kids to go around the grounds.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and then we're going to have a car dyno as well this year. It's the first time we're doing that.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that. What is dyno? What is that?
So it's for all the guys that, you know, have 500-600 horsepower and say they do. It's kind of our club member called it the heartbreaker, you know.
Yeah.
They read everything off of the back of the boxes when they bought it for
the
car.
Right.
And this is what's going to show you what it really makes. So
I love
so
that.
They got that, and then we always have had a tractor dyno as well. So we'll have 2 dynos going so you can hear them make noise and see what they do. You know, and kind of experience that.
I'm already excited, man. Yeah. I want this to be happening right now. I don't want to wait a day. This is awesome.
Well, we got to set up tonight. So
yeah, you do
got to
set up.
Do come on over.
Absolutely. I'm sure you could do all hands on deck. Yeah. Man, I could use that. And you know, while we talked about car cruises not having as many as we used to and everything, like when we were kids or something, it is, I don't know, many times you see a tractor parade. Like, you don't get to see that every day. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and there's some antique ones in there too, isn't it?
I mean, I have 4 tractors, and my oldest is from the 30s.
You're a parade on your own.
Well, I'm only one guy, so my 9-year-old can't drive him.
No.
But yeah, no, we have a good group. I mean, I think we've averaged about 60 to 75 tractors a year.
Nice.
And then cars were about the same. It depends on the weather. You know, there's some other car shows and cruises going on this weekend, so you kind of compete with that. But we usually have a pretty good turnout. Just in this area. I mean, you go Thursday night to the car cruise last night, and there's a good number of cars. So if we can get a little bit of those guys, we're happy. And it doesn't have to be just a classic. If you got a late model car, or you got a 2020, you know, something that you find interesting and cool, we're open to anybody. You want to bring it and open the hood and show it off, by all means, bring it.
If people would like to be a part of things, even now at this kind of, you know, getting close to the end of the wire here, and so how would they still be able to be a part of the parade?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and there's no pre-registration. It's you show up that day. We got, if you're familiar where the park is in Rudolph, it's right behind the R store there. So we have the parking lot for the actual park is where all the car show part is. Tractors are all parked over on the baseball diamond. If it's too wet tomorrow, we'll park on Meadowview Road, which is the road that's right behind the Dollar General and the gas station. So there's going to be some parking off of Maple, which Maple, if you're coming from Rapids, right before the Dollar General is Maple on the left. You turn down there, there's going to be some signs and you can park. There's a hayfield back there if you have a trailer. If you want to bring a car or a truck, you can park right back over there. Otherwise, there's parking all along the road. But yeah, there's no pre-registration. You come tomorrow. They'll park your car in a spot. You get a you get a magnet and and some fun all day for free.
What should they get there early? Or certainly, I'd probably get there at a good time. Or
you can honestly come and go as you please. We open registration at 8 for the tractors. Obviously, as it gets busier, obviously we just need everyone to be careful and be aware of their surroundings. But if you get there at 10 o'clock or you get there at 8 o'clock, we're fine with it. We'll have people parking and we'll find a spot for you. So,
we're speaking with Brandon Behrens, Rudolph Old Tractor Club president. And Brandon, one of the things, and forgive me, man, I this is a fun event and everything. I tend to get a little too serious sometimes, but I can't help myself because one of the things that I know that is fun about this event is not only these tractors and these vehicles, but the classic tractors, the old school stuff. And I can't help thinking, this is a family event, you're bringing the kids down. Maybe this sparks the interest in one of those kids. Maybe that gets them interested, not just in tractors, and in car cruises, but the ag industry and something like that. And we could always use more people into these industries. This touch a truck thing, we hear all the time from kids, oh, that was really cool. And 10 years later, they're into that industry.
Yeah.
So there is something about that too that is really cool to me about this, about possibly just sparking one of these young minds and making them really interested in this in future, not only members of this cruise, but people that might get into the industries as well.
Yeah, for sure. That, like I said, I joined because I wasn't from this community, but you know, I was very close to my grandfather when I was growing up, and I mean, the generation that is into these tractors that grew up on them, that knows more about them than I'll ever know, and they forgot more. Those guys will tell you if you listen, and we're open to that. I mean, if you have kids that are interested and they love it, ask questions tomorrow. These guys that are showing tractors and cars, they are so proud of those things.
Yeah.
And they will talk your ear off.
I was just going
to
say.
Probably you'll have to walk away from
them. Yeah, it is not going to take a lot to get them talking about these. And it's great. That's awesome. That's part of what this event is about. Ask those questions, find out more about these things, and make sure that, you know, not only you're having a good time, but the kids are taking all this in as well.
Yeah.
Brandon, you mentioned vendors down there. Going to have some vendors as well.
Yep. Yeah, so we have food vendors and we have some resale vendors. You know, we have sensory and quilting in some places like that around the area. I think there's one called Aaron's Creations and Creative Designs and some other stuff. And then for food-wise, the 4-H in the Rudolph area, that's their big fundraiser for them every year. So they're going to sell Rockies pizza. They have fries and cheese curds, stuff like that. Chatterbox will be there from here in town. They'll be selling burgers and other stuff like that. And then we have one of the Amish families that always brings baked goods. You know, you got all your food groups plus Just for Scoops, I think is what it's called. I think they're out of the area. So the ice cream truck and a dessert truck. So you can literally eat dessert for breakfast, and then you can go to Chatterbox and 4-H, so you can kind of hit every food group. So
yeah, you got everything covered there. With that being said, is there room for more vendors or craft vendors or anything like that?
$20 for a vendor. If you have food vendors, we're kind of good. We have it set up, you know, we have limited space for electrical outlets and stuff like that for them to run their food, so we're kind of set there. But yeah, we're gonna have spots that are open. It's $20. You can find myself or Tina, and you can show up tomorrow at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and set up a booth. They're about 12 by 12. And there's not, I mean, you can sell, it could be a swap meet kind of a thing. If you have parts and you've got car parts and you're listening and you want to bring them, tractor parts or Hot Wheels or anything that's kind of, I mean, we don't discriminate. We're open to anybody.
This isn't, there's not a lot of pickiness going on with that. And I love that. That's fantastic.
No. You got to have a little flavor for everybody.
Yeah. So. And as Brandon mentioned earlier and everything, we're always looking for not only volunteers, but members and future members of this club.
Yep. Yeah. We're open to, like I said, we don't discriminate. Doesn't matter what color tractor you like. If you have a tractor, if you're into lawnmowers, I mean, we're open to anybody. Even if you don't have a tractor and you're just from the area and you like, you know, to be part of something, and you know, we don't ask for much. You know, you might join in 5 years, they might nominate you for president, you might be on the radio, but that's about
right.
that's not a bad thing.
It's not so bad.
No, it works pretty well. I enjoy it.
And man, we enjoy this event. We enjoy all the work that you guys put into this, and greatly appreciate it. You, the team behind this, everybody involved. It's such a fun event. We look so forward to it. Let's go over the details one more time, Brandon, about the time of the event and what is taking place.
Okay, so 9 o'clock tomorrow in the Rudolph Park. It starts. Goes till 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Registration opens a little bit earlier, about 8 o'clock. If you have, like he said, if you have a vendor, then you want to jump on board. You know, try to get there between 8 and 9, because obviously that's kind of the crazy time when everyone starts showing up. But all day we're going to have music with the DJ. We're going to have food and drinks. We sell beer, soda, Gatorade, and water. And then we have 4-H and some other vendors doing and Chatterbox doing food and dessert. We're going to have a petting zoo and a touch of truck from 10 until 2. I also forgot, there was so much going on. I forgot. We're going to have some bounce houses there for the kids.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
So those I do think we do charge. And then there's a waiver to sign, obviously, liability wise. But we're going to have, I think we're actually, it might be a truck or a tractor.
Very cool.
I won't be in it because I don't want to break my arm. But so we have that going on. We have a live auction to help raise money for our donations for the scholarship and the other things that we donate to. I do know Crete did donate. We have 4 Brewers tickets that are 7 rows back from the dugout. So if you're a Brewers fan, get down there and buy them. I think there's some local golf that they donated. And there's just a bunch of other stuff that we have donations for. So if you want to go see a Brewers game or golf, just show up at least by noon.
Yeah.
Eat some food, spend some money, donate some of your fun. And then we have a kids pedal pull at 2. Tractor parade is going to be at 3, and then all of our raffles for our baskets and our cash raffle that we still have some tickets left that you can buy throughout the day. We're going to try to do a 50-50 as well. That'll be following that parade, and then mm-hmm. hang out and enjoy some music and until 6 o'clock. We're not going to kick you out. We're just going to start packing up. So you can stay after six, but you're just not going to have as much to do.
And keep in mind, with all the fun and all the great that is going on with this event, it's also a really good event and investing in our community. It'll go, all the proceeds go to Mid-State Scholarship and local community of activities and events. So you can have a feel-good feeling from that, as well as attending the event and having a good time. And keep in mind, it's at the Rudolph Park, beautiful Rudolph Park, right off State Highway 1334. You can't miss it. Home of the Dick Trickle Memorial. So you're gonna miss that. Maybe check that out too while you're over there. And enjoy yourselves, everybody, and spread the word about this event. Not only like their Facebook page, Rudolph Old Tractor Club. Just type that in your search bar. Pops right up for you. Mm-hmm. Like that page, but share this stuff on your pages. You just never know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise.
Yeah.
And Brandon, if anybody has any follow-up questions, is that the best way to get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, you can message us on there. We have flyers all over Quick Trips and everywhere else. My number's on there. Otherwise, you can't miss me. I'm not a tiny guy. Just look for me tomorrow. I'll be wearing a Rudolph Tractor Club shirt. Any positive feedback or suggestions that would make it even better, we're always open to that. And if you want to join, just come. It's amazing. I mean, just to see the smiles on those kids' faces when they see that stuff and watch a tractor go by, and these guys get out there and enjoy their hobby and showing them off. I mean, it makes me happy to be part of it. So.
Be sure to attend the Rudolph, the fantastic event at Rudolph Old Tractor Club event going on tomorrow at Rudolph Park. It's happening, kicks off at 8 a.m. is registration. 9 to 6 is when the event will be taking place. We will meet you there, everybody. Again, Brandon, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
I want to send a big thank you to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau as well, setting this up. Always appreciate Meredith and the gang over there. And a big thank you to Pam Hilke and the scheduling work that she does week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam. We'll have more for you next week right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.